Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Centre approves 7,280 crore rupees scheme to promote manufacturing of sintered rare earth permanent magnets. India to host 2030 Commonwealth Games in Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says it reflects country's collective commitment and spirit of sportsmanship. President Draupadi Murmu says constitution is the country's national epic, urges people to follow its provisions. New Delhi criticizes China for detaining of Indian citizen in Shanghai, says Arunachal Pradesh is integral and inalienable part of India. NIA gets 10-day custody of 7th accused of Delhi Red Fort blast, and Uzbekistan's Grandmaster Javakir Sindarov clinches FIDE Chess World Cup title in Goa. The Cabinet today approved the scheme to promote manufacturing of sintered rare earth permanent magnets with a financial outlay of 7,280 crore rupees. This first of its kind initiative aims to establish 6,000 metric tons per annum of integrated rare earth permanent magnet manufacturing in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted that rare earth permanent magnets are one of the strongest types of permanent magnets and are vital for electric vehicles, renewable energy, electronics, aerospace and defense applications.
इसका उपयोग इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल्स में इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स में
परमानेंट मैग्नेट्स आर यूज्ड इन मेनी सेक्टर्स इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल्स इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स डिफेंस एरोस्पेस एंड मेडिकल इक्विपमेंट मेनी डिवाइसेस सिंपली कैन नॉट बी मेड विदाउट देम व्हिच शोस हाउ इंपॉर्टेंट दे आर इंडिया'स रिक्वायरमेंट फॉर परमानेंट मैग्नेट्स इज स्टेडली इंक्रीजिंग टू मैन्युफैक्चर परमानेंट मैग्नेट्स विद इन द कंट्री द कैबिनेट हैज टुडे अप्रूव्ड अ रेयर अर्थ परमानेंट मैग्नेट स्कीम फोकस्ड ऑन क्रिएटिंग अ फुल्ली इंटीग्रेटेड एंड टू एंड मैन्युफैक्चरिंग इकोसिस्टम system in India.
Integrated manufacturing system bane Bharat mein.
At present, the country's demand for rare earth permanent magnet is met primarily through imports. With this initiative, the country will establish its first ever integrated rare earth permanent magnet manufacturing facilities. This will generate employment, strengthen self-reliance and advance the nation's commitment to achieve net zero by 2070. The union minister said the cabinet has also given its nod to Pune Metro Rail Project Phase 2. Mr. Vaishnav said the project will be completed within 5 years at an estimated cost of around 9,857 crore rupees.
Pune, one of the largest cities in the country now.
Pune is now one of the largest cities in the country. It ranks among the top 10 cities with a population of over 80 lakh. Several decisions have recently been taken to strengthen and expand the Pune metro network, and an important decision has been made today as well. The cabinet has approved phase 2 of the Pune metro rail project. Under this phase, the government has given its nod to two new lines, line 4 and line 4A. This significant project will support the city's growth over the next few decades.
Mr. Vaishnav also said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has given its approval to two projects of the Ministry of Railways with a total cost of 2,781 crore rupees. Devbhumi Dwarka Okha Kanalus rail line has been approved at a cost of 1,457 crore rupees, while Badlapur Karjat third and fourth line project was cleared at an estimated cost of 1,324 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav said the two projects covering four districts across Gujarat and Maharashtra will increase the existing network of Indian Railways by about 224 kilometres. Ahmedabad has been formally awarded hosting rights of the 2030 Commonwealth Games. The decision was approved by delegates from 74 Commonwealth nations at the General Assembly in Glasgow in the United Kingdom. This has paved the way for staging the event for a second time, as New Delhi hosted the game in 2010. The decision will also bolster the country's ambition to be an Olympic host in 2036. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated countrymen on India winning the bid, saying it is the country's collective commitment and spirit of sportsmanship that has placed India firmly on the global sporting map. He said India is looking forward to welcoming the world. Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia said it is a prestigious moment for the country as it strives to become a sporting powerhouse by 2047.
The 100th Commonwealth Games is crucial for Commonwealth Sports Council. I am feeling proud and happy that the prestigious event will be held in India. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, sports sector is changing. In the last one decade, over 22 big tournaments have been organized in more than 18 cities of the country. It shows that the country is ready to conduct big tournaments like the World Cups. I am confident that in the next 10 years, India will feature in the top 10 sporting nations.
Commonwealth Sports said that the 2030 edition will feature 15 to 17 sports, with the full program to be finalized next year. President Draupadi Murmu has said the Constitution of India is the country's national epic and following its provisions is everyone's duty. The president said this while addressing the Constitution Day celebrations organized by the Supreme Court in New Delhi today. The president said the Constitution is a source of unity in diversity. She observed that despite being a legislative document, the Indian Constitution became a reference book for the people through public participation and widespread representation.
हमारे संविधान निर्माताओं ने राष्ट्र सर्वोपरि की भावना से ही संविधान सभा में विमर्श किया और अनुच्छेदों को अंतिम स्वरूप दिया गंभीर चुनौतियों के बीच देश की एकता को स्थायी संवैधानिक आधार प्रदान करना हमारे संविधान निर्माताओं की प्राथमिकता थी सरदार वल्लभ भाई पटेल ने हमारे राष्ट्र को वर्तमान स्वरूप प्रदान करने के साथ साथ संविधान के निर्माण में भी अग्रणी भूमिका निभाई
A Delhi court has sent Shoaib, the seventh accused in the Delhi Red Fort blast, to 10 days custody of the National Investigation Agency, NIA. He was arrested in Faridabad by the investigating agency. Shoaib was presented before the Patiala House Court today, which sent him to NIA custody. The court also extended the custody of another suspect, Amir Rashid Ali, by 7 days. According to the NIA, investigations have revealed that Shoaib had provided logistical support to terrorist Umar Unnabi ahead of the 10th November car bombing that killed several persons and left many others injured outside the Red Fort in the national capital. The anti-terror agency added that interrogation of the arrested individuals is continuing as part of efforts to unravel the full terror conspiracy behind the blast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually inaugurated the Safran Aircraft Engine Services India facility in Hyderabad, Telangana. Speaking on the occasion, he said India is among the world's fastest growing domestic aviation markets. He said India welcomes investment and innovation, and the production-linked incentive PLI schemes have attracted global companies to choose India as their destination. The Prime Minister said India views those who invest in the country not merely as investors, but as co-creators.
पहला हमने अर्थव्यवस्था के दरवाजे खोले दूसरा हमने अपनी फंडामेंटल्स को और मजबूत किया तीसरा हमने बिजनेस को आसान बनाया साथियों आज अधिकांश सेक्टर्स में 100% एफडीआई ऑटोमेटिक रूट से संभव है डिफेंस जैसे सेक्टर जहां पहले प्राइवेट सेक्टर को जगह नहीं थी वहां भी 74% तक एफडीआई ऑटोमेटिक रूट से खोल दिया गया है
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. India has hit out at Pakistan for its recent remarks on the flag-hoisting ceremony at the Ram Temple, stressing that the neighbouring country has no moral standing to lecture others. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said New Delhi rejects the remarks with the contempt they deserve. He pointed out that Pakistan is a country with a deeply stained record of bigotry, repression and systemic mistreatment of its minorities.
We have seen the reported remarks and reject them with the contempt they deserve. As a country with a deeply stained record of bigotry, repression, and systemic mistreatment of its minorities, Pakistan has no moral standing to lecture others. Rather than delivering hypocritical homilies, Pakistan would do better to turn its gaze inwards and focus on its own abysmal human rights records.
The Ministry of External Affairs called out China's arbitrary actions with regard to the detention of an Indian citizen from Arunachal Pradesh at Shanghai Airport. Replying to a query on China, the spokesperson said Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India, and no amount of denial by the Chinese side is going to change this indisputable reality.
Maintenance of peace and tranquility in the border regions is a prerequisite for the continued and overall development of India-China bilateral relations. Our position in this regard has always been very clear and consistent. Since October 2024, both sides have worked closely to maintain peace and tranquility in the border regions. Arbitrary actions by China involving an Indian citizen from Arunachal Pradesh are most unhelpful towards efforts being made by both sides to build mutual trust and understanding and gradually move towards normalization of bilateral relations.
On former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's extradition request, the spokesperson said a request has been received and it is being examined as part of ongoing judicial and internal legal processes. The United States has expressed support for India's efforts to bring the perpetrators of the 2611 Mumbai terror attacks to justice. The U.S. Embassy in India paid tribute to the victims and expressed solidarity with survivors and families on the 17th anniversary of the attack. The U.S. Embassy highlighted the extradition of Pakistani-Canadian national Tahawur Hussain Rana to India earlier this year for his role in planning the attacks that claimed 166 lives, including six Americans. At least 13 people have been killed and 15 others injured after a massive fire swept through three high-rise residential towers in Hong Kong's Tai Po district today. More than 700 firefighters are at the scene trying to tackle the blaze at Wang Fuk Court, which houses about 4,600 residents. Two victims remained in critical condition while one is stable. Flames tore through multiple floors as thick black smoke rose above the neighborhood. As the 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, in Panaji, Goa, is nearing its end, cinema lovers continue to arrive to be enchanted by the magic of cinema. The seventh day of the film festival offered a series of film screenings, illuminating masterclasses and exclusive conversations with filmmakers. A report.
Constitution Day was celebrated at IFFI today with the preamble of the Constitution read out to showcase the commitment to uphold its values. In film screenings, contender for Best Debut Feature Film of a Director Award, Hesam Farhaman's Iranian film My Daughter's Hair was screened today. Restored classics like Ram Gopal Verma's 1990 film Shiva and Mohanlal starrer 1989 film Kiredam were also screened today. Talking about the movie, filmmakers of Kiredam talked about the opportunity to present this classic to a new generation of audience.
NMDC NFAI's role has been to preserve and digitize, restore our cinematic heritage, not only for today's generation but for future generations. In that capacity, we preserve at the same time, we want people to access the films. We want people to watch these films. So that is what we do through this major project of National Film Heritage Mission, through which we are digitizing and restoring more than 5,000 films, both fiction and non-fiction.
With Nikhil and Saira, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Panaji.
Uzbekistan's Grandmaster Javokhir Sindarov has clinched the FIDE Chess World Cup title in Arpura, Goa today, defeating Chinese Grandmaster Wei He in the final. 19-year-old Sindarov has become the youngest ever player to achieve the feat. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre approves 7,280 crore rupees scheme to promote manufacturing of sintered rare earth permanent magnets. India to host 2030 Commonwealth Games in Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says it reflects country's collective commitment and spirit of sportsmanship. President Draupadi Murmu says constitution is the country's national epic, urges people to follow its provisions. New Delhi criticizes China for detaining of Indian citizen in Shanghai, says Arunachal Pradesh is integral and inalienable part of India. NIA gets 10-day custody of 7th accused of Delhi Red Fort blast. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.